This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM, it's the Woody and Jim show. Thanks for being with us. Now, Gina, you're originally from the Seattle area.
Yes. Yep.
And in the last few years, they have a hockey team in Seattle now.
Yeah, the Kraken.
The Kraken.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah.
And I guess members of the team were doing an off-season fly fishing video in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought along their team mascot, who is Boy the Sea Troll.
Bowie.
Okay,
Bowie. Yeah,
oh, like
yeah.
A bow. Okay,
yeah.
Bowie.
It's spelt weird.
Okay, it's
it
not
is.
You. Bowie.
Yeah.
Bowie.
Yeah. Bowie, like, yeah. Like,
and apparently a grizzly bear caught sight of Bowie.
Yeah.
And charged at it.
Terrifying.
And they all had to run. And then I guess some black bears in the area and some brown bears where they were like chasing after the mascot.
Oh, gosh. You know what's funny? I'm watching this video and I reposted it on X on 93.3 FM Nashville if you want to go check it out.
Yeah.
But so they see the bear and they're like, hey, there's a bear. We have to leave.
Yeah.
And no one is rushing.
Right. And the bear is coming fast.
Coming fast. And then Bowie is still in the water. And it's charging at him.
And it's a mascot. He's wearing a big furry costume in the water.
He's moving slow.
Yeah.
Like, if that were me, I'd be out. Like, bye.
This is kind of funny because it reminds me of something early in my radio career that is one of my most fond memories. early in my career, I was doing the nighttime radio show at WAPE in Jacksonville.
Okay.
And it was called The Big Ape. So we had an ape mascot, a guy that would be ape costume.
Uh-huh.
And they were opening up a chimpanzee exhibit at the Jacksonville Zoo.
Okay.
And so I was doing the night show. I thought, well, this will be cool. Why don't we go out there and we'll do the show from the, you know, chimp exhibit.
Yeah.
And we'll have kids come out and we'll, you know, give away prizes and stuff.
Sure.
So, yeah, it was all going really well. They had kind of like the Nashville Zoo. They had like a little island out there with a moat around it and an enclosure area for the chimps.
Oh, awesome.
And it was kind of cool. Until the guy, Tim, put on the ape mascot outfit.
Okay.
And came out and stood by the station van where we had all broadcast equipment, which was like just a few, you know, yards away from the actual exhibit.
Right.
And the male chimps were threatened by the guy in the ape suit.
No.
And we found out what they do to defend themselves.
Oh, gosh.
Is they started pooping and throwing their poop at
us.
No. So we're doing a radio broadcast, and poop is raining down.
Flying poop. Oh, my gosh.
And they were screaming. It was the most hilarious thing.
That is so funny. You know, that situation and this Bowie situation make me double think, like, maybe being a mascot isn't so bad.
Yeah, maybe it's not as glamorous as you might think.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
When animal mascots meet real animals.
Yeah. Becomes a threat.
It's pretty funny.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
The Nashville Zoo has a couple new animals to celebrate. They got a baby clouded leopard. She's about the size of a mini teddy bear. She's so cute. I posted it on our Facebook, so go check it out. And then they also got a twin brother and sister clouded leopard as well.
Whoa.
About 10 weeks old. So once they all become of age, they're going to pair them all together and have some like social interaction.
They're like in the little nursery area.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So cute.
Speaking of animals, the USDA has lots of cattle farms, and that means sometimes there's wolves around to attack the cattle, and they figured out a way to scare the wolves away. They have flying drones that detect the wolves, and they play AC/DC. See, that would draw me in. It scares away the wolves, but I love this song.
It's a good idea.
I like that. I guess anything really loud like that, I guess they'll actually play, you know, like recordings of people arguing and stuff like that, and it scares the wolves away.
That scares me away.
Yeah.
So a newborn baby is safe and healthy after being surrendered in one of those safe haven baby boxes in Hendersonville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I guess the baby box has been at the fire station for about a year, and it's the first one that's been dropped off. So really cool. That's what they're there for. And I think it's awesome that this parent made the right decision if they could raise this baby.
Yeah.
And it's fully anonymous. So if you're going through the same situation, like, please drop your baby off because it's going to be healthy and be raised with parents who want it.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. Feeling good,
like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
pretty cool story. So a brother and sister were separated shortly after birth. The girl was adopted. The boy had to stay in foster care until he could go into the military.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked for her for years and could never find her. He found the family. The family was saying, we don't want anything to do with you.
No, really?
Yeah. So 80 years later, he finally got in contact with her.
80 years
80
later?
Years later. She's 80,
so they were like born
81.
In like World War II?
Yep.
Wow.
In the 40s. Yeah, 1940. Yeah, yep.
But they finally found each other.
They finally found each other. His daughter has flown out to see her because he's his health isn't.
Yeah, well, the guy's in his 80s.
Yeah, and he lives in Florida. She lives in California. So they're trying to make it work and have her fly out there and see him, but no plans made yet. But they talk every day.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, really sweet.
I know I'm just 80, and we're not getting any younger. And we found each other. Keep in contact with each other. Family is so important.
Wow. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Really sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is very cool. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Hey there, it's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Once again, brought to you by our close, warm, personal friends at Structure Group. They built my new fence. That's just the beginning. They do indoor, outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, structuregroup.us. All right, for the ladies in the audience, we have Samantha in Thompson Station. For the guys, we have Naresh in Nashville. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Before we get to the serious questions, we have a warm-up, get acquainted question. All right, Samantha, we'll start with you. And what do you consider to be your special talent?
I don't know if it's a special talent, but I'm pretty good at multitasking.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think a lot of people claim to be, and they're really not. Like, guys
claim really.
To listen while they're doing something.
Yeah.
No, I can't do two things at once at all.
Yeah. Naresh, what is your special talent, if you have one?
I would say woodworking. Like, most people don't realize it about me, but I could pretty much take anything and rebuild it. So.
Oh, that's
wow,
cool.
That's really cool. That's a great talent.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent, but they could steal your point. Here we go. Samantha, we start with a multiple choice. Is Cody Rhodes famous for NASCAR, wrestling, or baseball?
NASCAR
is wrong. He's a wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Naresh. On Grey's Anatomy, is the title character's first name Olivia, Meredith, or Jennifer?
Meredith.
Meredith.
Yes.
Okay, you take the early lead. All right, Samantha, see if you can bounce back with this one. When it's 1,800 hours in military time, what time is it for civilians?
Ooh, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Good job.
It always confuses me. I'm so bad at it. Okay. Yellowtail is an Australian brand of what?
Wine.
Yes.
Wine. Okay. All right. You got a 2-1 lead. That means, Samantha, you got to get those in right if you want to stay in it. How many ounces are there in a tall boy beer?
40.
40, not quite that many. 16.
That's like Edward 40 hands, right?
Exactly. Wow. And we're all done, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, Naresh, you are the winner. Congratulations.
Awesome.
We got some tickets to the Sounds game coming up on Thursday night. Also, a certificate of gratification. Samantha, we hope you'll play again real soon. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Totally Hits, 93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for being with us this morning. Okay, perhaps the dumbest hack on TikTok ever.
Okay.
And this may be the only thing you take away from today's show. All right. Now, a lot of times there's good hacks on TikTok. You know, come up with great ideas. Oh, I'll have to try that.
Absolutely.
Here's the stupidest one. They say putting weight on your vacuum cleaner will push it down into the carpet deeper, and you'll be able to pull out more dirt. So it should be more effective in cleaning if you put some weight down on your vacuum. But on TikTok, people are using the most impractical thing to weigh down their vacuum cleaner, a watermelon. People are putting a watermelon on top of their vacuum cleaner.
Now, it's a Roomba, right? Like a
No, this is like a push vacuum cleaner.
So you have to hold the watermelon as you're vacuuming?
They say you have to go slow because if you move it too fast, the watermelon is just going to roll off.
Yeah, it's a round object.
So, I don't know, maybe they should use something that's not round, like a little bag of cement or maybe a fat cat or something to sit on top of the vacuum cleaner.
Or like you could probably push it down too.
Yeah.
Maybe with your hand.
You could. Or you put 1 foot on the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Just have your kids sit on it.
But a watermelon.
That is so
odd.
And
how many people just have a watermelon sitting around the house?
And there's not many of those small ones. Like, you either get a
huge one, right.
Or nothing. And so you have a 20-pound watermelon just chilling on top of your vacuum.
If anybody wants to try this, we would love to see the video.
Yes.
So think about that. So what are you going to use your watermelons for? Weight down the vacuum? Or if you're Sydney Sweeney, use your watermelons to sell jeans. Thank you. Here all week. Now, Gina, being pregnant, you have something in common with 70-year-old men. You have to pee a lot.
Yes, and this baby is sitting on my bladder.
Yeah.
I think she uses it as a practice soccer ball or something. But
a little trampoline.
My goodness.
Now, you and your husband have a road trip planned for this weekend.
Yeah, we're going down to New Orleans by like his hometown.
Right.
It's about an 8-hour drive.
Uh-huh.
So I told him, just beware, I will probably have to stop every hour because I have to drink water. Like, you know, it's good for the baby. It's obviously good for me.
It's good for you, yeah.
There's no way I can really get around it. So I'm trying to think of ways that I can, like, not pee as much or, you know, maybe stretch it, like, an hour and a half. But yeah, this 8-hour drive might turn into like a 10 or 12-hour drive.
Well, you know, they make those contraptions.
Yeah, right.
That I think ladies can use too.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know.
Like a funnel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then you gotta do something with it.
You have to do something with it. Yeah, so just like a hot bottle of urine sits in your car until you pull over for gas. Also, like, there is a stench to some pee.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I would imagine pregnant pee is pretty powerful.
It's a little powerful. You know, there's like those proteins and a lot of stuff going on in your body. So, yeah, it doesn't smell like normal pee, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I don't know if I can get down with the whole, like, and my husband and I are very open with each other. Like, we burp and fart in front of each other.
Oh, that's good.
And I pee with the door open.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just don't think I could pee right next to him into a bottle.
Well, I remember, you know, when my dad was in the Navy and we never really took vacations, but
right.
We would just drive to whatever base he was going to be on next.
Yeah.
And he would never stop unless we needed gas.
Oh, gosh.
And so my sister and I had to find ways to pee. You know, my mom took an old Skippy's peanut butter jar that was empty, obviously.
Yeah.
And I remember standing up between, being like 4 years old and standing up between the seats.
Oh, so your aim's already not good.
Yeah, and I'm shaking back and forth, and my mom's holding this jar for me to pee in.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said she used to get so nervous that I would, like, you know, gush over the sides.
Oh, my gosh.
And my sister used to have pee in, like, an old Folgers coffee can.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Probably going to stop.
Just have him stop. Yeah,
but we're taking bets. What's the over-under?
How
many
times
I'll pee?
Yeah. Start a little lottery. That'll be fun.
Yeah.